we know our passengers. We carry a lot of the same people every day, and they rely on us. Many of our passengers have no access to a personal automobile. We are the way that they get around from day to day.
Meet Kelly Turner, Director of Transit for Springfield City Utilities. A civil engineer by degree and trade, Kelly Turner was named to head CU Transit 6 months ago. I invited Kelly to the Sense of Community series to talk about the work and workers of the CU Transit system and how and why CU keeps the buses running and seeks to improve its services even while operating in the red for decades. Kelly Turner says it wasn't always that way, though. When CU Transit began operations in 1945, it was running in the black.
Yeah, until the proliferation of the personal automobile, where homes had maybe one or no vehicles, the transit system was heavily relied upon. And until the early to mid-50s, the transit system made money, was a money-making operation.
And in Springfield during the 1940s and 50s, as personal vehicle ownership rose, public transit ridership changed, both in number and in makeup.
We went from in excess of 10 million trips a year in that early to mid-50s, and it was around 2 million maybe in the 90s. Just kind of a steady decline, but then, you know, really over the last 10 to 15 years has kind of just plateaued, and now we carry right at 1.5 million passengers a year, and we haul those people, those same people every day that are trying to get to school, that are trying to get to work, that are trying to get to doctor's appointments, trying to do their weekly grocery shopping.
After boarding a bus ready to depart from the main City Utilities bus terminal just west of Park Central Square, Springfieldian Marie Carr says she uses the CU transit system a lot.
I get around.
Yeah.
I have several places I go to. Harbor House, Walmarts, every day, several times a day sometimes.
Okay.
And I appreciate it too.
I'd say 10% of our passengers will get off at Walmart and go actually inside the store. But other than that, we'll pick up and drop off along the way.
It's a cold Monday in December, and today, City Utilities transit driver Denise Mooring is taking Marie and other passengers north on the number 2 line. It's one of the busiest routes for City Utilities transit.
So we're going to go out to Kearney and Glenstone area to the Walmart. This line does help a lot with the homeless getting to the Veterans Center. We pass the courthouse. We get close to the Jordan Valley Clinic, but mostly it's just getting them to work and then get them to where they need to go. Like I said, the Veterans Center is pretty popular on this route.
Transit serves the masses, and so however much you can make it more accessible to more people, I think, is the goal.
Again, Director of City Utilities Transit, Kelly Turner.
We have two types of service. We have what's called our fixed route service, and by fixed route, we mean that they run that same loop or run all day long. But we also have what we call complementary paratransit, and so that's what we call our Access Express service. And so that is curb-to-curb service for those disabled individuals or individuals that can't access the fixed route service. A one-way trip, a single fare, is $1.25. And then there's different permutations where you can buy an all-day pass, a 7-day pass, a 31-day pass.
But even with 1.5 million riders a year, paying $1.25 per ride, plus a small amount of state support and a larger amount of federal dollars, there's not enough money coming in for City Utilities Transit to break even, much less make a profit, and yet the buses still run.
The city charter requires City Utilities to operate the bus system, to operate the public transit system. But aside from the fact that we're required to, City Utilities management has a deep commitment to wanting to provide the public transit system. We really are committed and believers in the value that the system provides to the community. By and large, if someone is riding the bus, they are going to make money or they are going to spend money. And so thereby, the dollars that we invest into the transit system repay when you look at the local economy as a whole.
A 4-to-1 return, according to the American Public Transit Association. For more information about CU Transit, its current routes, proposed routes, and plans for the future, including construction of the new Main Transfer Station at 211 North Main, just north of College Street, cityutilities.net. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.